Test 76, Section 3, Question 18. We've got another assumption question. So this one, it says we have a lot of centuries, hairless dogs in, you know, Mexico and Peru. It's very unlikely that the trait as rare as hairlessness emerged two separate occasions. So you've got these dogs in these two areas. Probably didn't occur on, very unlikely that it was two separate occasions. Since the dogs have never existed in the wild, and the vast mountain jungle separating these two would have made overland travel extremely difficult, the dogs must have been transported from one of these regions to the other by boat, probably during trading expeditions. So, the conclusion is the dogs must have traveled between the, been transported from one to the other by boat, probably during trading expeditions. And the evidence is really just that they, the dogs have never existed in the wild, and that the vast mountain regions would have made overland travel extremely difficult. So kind of the assumption is that they traveled from one to the other. We're assuming that maybe they didn't come some other way to both. So we've got a couple of assumptions here, but it's really just about these hairless dogs and the method of arrival in Peru, coastal Peru and western Mexico. So, A, hairless dogs have never been found anywhere except the regions of those. We don't have to assume that. That's too strong. We do have to assume that they, you know, are from there, but we don't have to assume that they aren't other places. Most of the trade goods that came into western Mexico centuries ago were transported by boat. Well, that's helpful, but we don't have to assume anything about most of the trade goods that came into, just about the dogs. Centuries ago, no one would have traveled between western Mexico and coastal Peru by boat except for the purposes of carrying out trading exposition. The problem there is it's a little too strong. We don't have to assume that no one would have done it for other reasons because it just says probably during trade expeditions. If hairless dogs were at one time transported between those by boat, they were traded in exchange for other goods. No, we don't really have to assume that either. We don't have to assume that the dogs were traded, just that they were transported. And then centuries ago, it was easier to travel by boat between those two places than by an overland route. And we do have to assume that, because if we make E false, then it's not likely that they came by boat either, because it's saying that either of those routes was very difficult. And therefore, there wouldn't be any reason to think that boat was the more likely. And so E is definitely our correct answer. We do have to assume it was easier by boat than it was over land. So E is what we'll take